Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Lori Hubble. So the last time we could say this, executive director of the Lookup Center. She is joining us, and we'll talk about that in a second. But great start to your weekend. Mostly sunny skies, high near 84 today. A little bit of clouds this evening, low near 50. And then Saturday and Sunday, beautiful, mostly sunny. Temperatures are going to reach into the 90s by Sunday, so going to be warm, but a lot of sunshine. And talking about a lot of sunshine, here she is, Joel. I think I've mentioned this to you before. I don't know that I've met a more positive person in my time down here than Lori Hubble, who is stepping down as executive director of the Lookup Center. Your last day is today. So first off, congratulations, and thank you for all you've done for this community. How tough a decision was this?
It was difficult. This is bittersweet for me. I love, love, love what I do. This has been the greatest assignment of my life. I know that career paths before this led me to this place and helped me to prepare for it, but it's definitely been, it's just been a blessing, every minute of it. So,
What finally said to you, you know what, you've done enough, it's time to move on. There may be new things coming your way, but was there a time, Lori, where you just knew this was it? This is when I wanted to step aside?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm at retirement age now, and I've always worked, and I have 9 grandchildren that I don't spend enough time with, so I'm really looking forward to that. And I'll be kind of transitioning into helping care for my sister who's developmentally delayed, so I'll be kind of
taking care of that.
Yeah, with my mom. So,
and we were joking off the air. You're working on your house. Now, the last time you were here, you guys were in campers, and you were working on the house.
Yes.
Now it's a little bit better, but not done just yet.
Right, yeah. So we moved our camper in front of a house that we purchased, a fixer-upper, and now the camper is gone. The house is still being worked on, but we're making progress, so I'll have a lot of a big to-do list when I'm not going to work, so.
She thought she was going to retire, Joel.
Just a different kind of work.
Yes.
Moving
yes,
forward.
For sure.
But all joy. I mean, that's, you know, when you're taking care of yourself, you said you got 9 grandkids.
Yes.
How great would it be to have the place all fixed up and then grandkids come over and tear it back up, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. That's what they'll do, I'm sure. Yeah. It won't stay like that very long. But that is a joy that even if you love your job, it's a different kind of joy when you get to really devote, you know, my time. I mean, I've already had, you know, the older ones call and say, are you retired yet? Can you pick me up from work? Can you take me to work? Will you be on the choir boosters at Newark High School? So they're already, I think, going to keep me really busy.
Oh, sounds like it.
Oh, yeah. I would think. My first is due any time now. So I see the joy in your face. Joel and I were golfing Monday with a guy who had his first granddaughter while he was on the golf course.
Oh, my goodness.
And we saw the joy with him. They say, Laura, and again, I don't know, they say there's nothing like it.
Yes.
They say that feeling of being a grandparent is, you can't top it. And you've done it 9 times.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, you carve out time for your grandkids. You know, I sometimes feel like I'm a better grandparent than I was a parent, just because as a parent, you're saying, get your homework out, get this done, get that done. You have to go to bed at a certain time. You know, you're constantly having a routine where with grandkids, it's what happens at grandma stays at grandma. So.
See, I was going to ask her, who does the more spoiling, grandpa or grandma?
Yeah.
I'm starting to get the feeling it's grandma.
I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I see it. Okay, so you're stepping down as executive director. Who's going to be taking over and kind of how's that transition been going?
Yes. Yeah, so Sheila Klesich is the new executive director. We've had a couple of months of training, and she is really excited. She has a lot of great ideas. I definitely feel like she was God's divine appointment for the position. She's jumping in with both feet, and you know, she brings a lot of experience too from the corporate world. So I think that she's really good, just going to keep it moving forward. And, you know, she has a really good team around her. And since I've gotten there, we've added, you know, I don't know, I think we had 40 volunteers when I started, and we have over 100 now. Mm-hmm. So she has a really good team of volunteers who are knowledgeable, who understand how to run these different, you know, programs. And honestly, it's the volunteers that keep the place running. And so, you know, I think that she has a good footing to step into it, and she has a really great attitude and is excited to be part of it. So
40 volunteers to 100, if you did nothing else in your time there, that's pretty dang impressive to bring that many folks in. What was the secret sauce for you to get them in there?
I think honestly, you know, just being able to have more opportunities to talk about LookUp, to get out there, to say what it is we do. We recently released, so this is our 20th anniversary year, and so we recently released a 20th anniversary video, and we launched a YouTube channel, which is really great, so you can watch all of our videos on YouTube, but it really is the essence of what we do. It's about 7 minutes long, and instead of me, like, word vomiting everything, you know, and trying to cover it all, this video really covers it all. And so I think when people see the impact, they're like, how can I get involved in this place? What can I do? And we have so many, because we're multifaceted, we could use people from all different, if you have maintenance experience, we always need help with that. If you have teaching experience, if you're a great organizer, you know, the store always needs that. If you're a good sorter, if you like to cashier, I mean, there are so many different ways to get involved and different opportunities to volunteer that I think that helps. We're more flexible, and you know, you might come in and say, well, I'm really good at organizing, but they don't need any organizing at this nonprofit. Well, we do, so that's perfect. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we move people around too, because there's programs that we can do that. You come in doing one thing and say, this isn't for me, but then before you leave, we say, well, what about this, you know? So we try not to let anybody just get out the door until we see if they might be a good fit volunteering in another area. So I think that that's been a big part of it. And our volunteers tell other people. And, you know, we speak at a lot of churches and civic organizations, and people say, I didn't know that you picked up furniture. Well, great, because we need a driver on Friday, you know, so it's just kind of evolves from that, I think.
So you don't have to word vomit. I don't think I've ever heard that.
No, I haven't either.
And you and I have been in radio forever.
It's very descriptive, though.
Well, yeah, that probably wasn't a very good term. But
I'm surprised it hadn't showed up on a review of mine, to be honest.
Give him time. He's writing it down right now. Right, word now. Vomiting. All right, I got that taken care of.
Well, we do so much there that sometimes I feel like that's what I'm doing. I'm just, like, trying to get everything out in one big push versus being more single-focused.
Well, I think your success would speak to the fact that whatever you're doing is working. So, I mean, I think maybe back off a little bit on being hard on yourself.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I like I said, honestly, what happens there and how it's successful is because of the people behind the scene, you know, the people that are volunteering. And mm-hmm. we have a really strong staff, too. So I feel like, you know, Sheila's going to have a good support system alongside her to help her through some of the things that maybe she comes across that, you know, mm-hmm. she doesn't know.
So. Did she know much about the LookUp Center when she applied? I mean, I know you do some background work, say, okay, you know, there's something. But if she got in there, could you tell? She's like, oh, my gosh, these folks are doing a lot.
Yeah, she was overwhelmed, I think. But mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are. You know, even the people in our community who know about LookUp, until you actually walk in, you don't realize, you know, how much it encompasses, how big it actually is for being a small nonprofit. You know, what all the things that we do and the things that we cover. I think it's overwhelming if you haven't been in there.
So given that, then, I mean, you've grown it from 40 to 100 volunteers. Is there room for more? I mean,
oh, of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what are the areas you're looking for right now?
So we still need people to volunteer in our store. We still need help in our trades program. If you're, you know, we added the plumbing trades this time. So we are adding a plumbing component into the electrical and the construction. So we just added a new volunteer who had plumbing experience. The dental clinic always, always, always needs volunteers, just getting the word out, you know, for hygienists and for assistants, answering phones.
Joel, you just can't walk over and go, hey, open your mouth. I'm going to work on a cavity here. They need people who know what they're doing.
We need dental. Yes, dental volunteers, right, of course. On. Yeah, but there's always, we're going into our busiest season with the coat giveaway, mm-hmm. the Thanksgiving outreach, the Christmas pop-up shop. All of those things take, you know, hundreds of people to volunteer, whether you want to deliver Thanksgiving meals or you want to provide something for the meal or you want to help set up coats or take down the gym or be at the coat giveaway, the pop-up shop. Those are all things that are really busy times for us. So the trades class just started this past week, and our day program for Glory Rising starts in the week after Labor Day. So there's a lot going on, and we always need help in the preschool. So, yeah, there's so much to be done. So
it sounds like, Lori, there's parts of it like I need to have a little prerequisite work done. And then other parts, it's like, just show up and use me. I mean, is that fair?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. I mean, like you said, the dental clinic, we can't just, not just anybody can do that. We need dental volunteers. Yeah. But just about, and the trades is the same. You know, if you have some experience in electrical or construction, or, you know, you just want to be a speaker to the class about your career path in that job and how it got you where you are and the kind of money that you made and what encouraged you to go into the trades. But then there are other positions that maybe you just, you're just good at, like I said, at organizing, or you're good at, you know, answering phones, or, I mean, it, really, there's hardly anything else that you have to have any special, specific qualifications for. Just have a heart for what we do.
Yeah, be willing.
How happy are you with that trade skills program? Because I remember when it started, you came in, you were all excited. Dave, we got to get the word out, And then you started saying, hey, we've got these kids that have gone through this. You know, we've got adults going through this. You've had videos of folks who've gone through this program. I know this one has been near and dear to you. How happy have you been with that program?
It's amazing. And honestly, you know, I want to give a lot of credit to Beth Bronker, because, you know, Beth helped to develop the curriculum, and she continues to grow the program, and, you know, just has a heart for it, being a retiree from CTEC. So she's just doing a great job at adding new components to the program. I mean, you're not going to come out a plumber, but you're going to have basic knowledge of plumbing, which gives you a basic knowledge of being a handyman or an overall maintenance, you know, individual at a plant or just in general. So, you know, the volunteers that it takes for that. I mean, our instructors volunteer 14 hours a week for 15 weeks. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time that you're giving and sharing your knowledge. It was really sweet this week, because the trade students, Beth had surprised me, and they, and as many as she could get a hold of came back, and we had, you know, just a little kind of reunion with everybody to get to see everybody. And there's our latest video has two of our graduates in their testimony too. Mm-hmm. So I think it's definitely, it's been life changing. Yeah. So.
Well, see, again, you never know how many lives you've touched until something, you know, where you step aside, because you're always so busy in it. I mean, you never have a chance. But then when folks come back, you think, wow, I'm sure you remember these folks.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We've been invited to their wedding. You know, one just got married, and we know when they buy houses or got
They're
a new puppy.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, I could use a little handyman work right now.
Yeah.
Right. And I know you know what to do, because we all know about your house.
That's right. And houses, yeah. And we just finished up our automotive 101 class. So we do have a basic automotive class that runs 6 weeks in the summer. So we had a lot of, we encourage high school students to take it. So you know how to change a tire and how to check your oil and change your oil and how to test your battery life. And so it's a really good class. So we had three graduates graduate last night from that class. So again, we have a military veteran who teaches that class. And so we're always trying to find other ways to help people with a hand up. You know, we want to help you. How do you know your potential if you never have to look for it, right? You have to find it, and you can find it here, because we're teaching you how to. I think it's very intimidating when you walk into a classroom, especially math. Math is just such a hard thing for people to wrap their head around if they've been out of school for a long time. Mm-hmm. So construction math can be really hard. Reading blueprints, I can't read a blueprint. This is foreign to me. But then when they graduate and know, like, oh, I can read that and I can put something together, you know, I can read a schematic or whatever, I think there's a lot of confidence boosting that goes with that. And it opens up a lot of doors and of opportunity that maybe you weren't even considering, you know, but now you know you have the skills to do it. So it is life-changing, I think, for a lot of people.
Take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Lori Hubble, the outgoing executive director.
Last day.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't get more outgoing than that. So. Of the Lookup Center here in Newark. Beautiful sunny skies today. High near 84. Partly cloudy tonight. Low near 53. And then on Saturday, more sunshine with a high near 86. Lori, before we jump back into what's happening at the Lookup Center, I know you folks had a volunteer who had an accident here lately at home. A guy who has been involved with, as you said, he's made it longer than you, and he's made it longer than Scott and Beth Hayes. I mean, maybe talk a little bit about Mr. Riley and what you folks are trying to do to help him.
Yeah, so Pat Riley had an accident in his home a little over a week ago. If you know the Lookup Center, you know Pat. Pat Riley is, people call and say, is Pat still there? He is just, he is part of every program. He's our maintenance person, our safety person, our security individual. He's our MacGyver if something goes wrong. He is really, you know, the heart and soul of the Lookup Center other than the Lord. And so he is currently at Grant Hospital, and we're just asking people to pray for his full recovery and restoration back to good health and hopefully back to the Lookup Center. And the family has started a meal train that they're collecting gift cards, actually, instead of meals, for just, you know, the family to get back and forth to be able to stop and get something to eat, gas cards. And we also have a drop-off at the Lookup Center that can be dropped off Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4 and Fridays from 8 to 12. We have a basket for cards. He has a great sense of humor, and he's just will tease you about anything. So a funny card would just be amazing. But we're just praying for his healing and just asking for, you know, words and cards of encouragement and lots of prayer.
So if somebody wants to drop off a gift card, just come down to the Lookup Center and
yep,
you guys will
we
handle
have a
everything.
Basket just for Pat.
Okay.
Yes.
And remind folks where you're located at.
50 O'Bannon. Right off 16 on the east side of Newark.
You can't miss it. I've driven
the
by
old
there.
Hazelwood School.
Yep, driven by there 1,000 times. Now, let's talk a little bit about the impact that you folks have had over that 20 years. You mentioned earlier the 20th anniversary, and you were talking about some numbers that you and the board have put together. It's astounding.
It is astounding to be a small nonprofit that's not nationally known, that's kind of located on the east side of Newark. Over the past 20 years, this being our 20th anniversary, we just looked at all of the programs that have been offered in the past, all of the different events that we've had, and just going through numbers, just general numbers of what we could pull together. We've served over 1 million people in Licking County. We do that without any government funding. I mean, if you give to the Lookup Center, you're giving to your community. You are giving back to your own community. The dollars are staying here. So I think it's just amazing through, you know, programs we've had, the dinner at the center, the BLAST after school program, our opportunity store, the dental clinic, the vision clinic, the STEP program, our Glory Rising program, the Psalm Cafe was part of the Lookup Center, events, activity days, outreaches. It's astounding to think that this little nonprofit has had such an impact in the community.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about your board and their role, how they play, how they support what you folks are doing.
Yeah, we have a really strong board of directors. They are really good leadership support for me, and I know that they will be for Sheila. They were all involved in this whole process, which I think is very important. They come from a lot of different backgrounds, so given their, you know, position in the community or their career path, they can offer lots of amazing things to the, you know, to the center. And obviously a lot of them are volunteer for us. You know, they volunteer in different capacities or help out with different ministries or different programs. So they're definitely involved in care and hope to see and try, you know, want to see the Lookup Center continue to move forward and continue to be, you know, a good resource in our community.
I know you're going to be retiring. I know, you know, you're stepping away. You're talking about the grandkids and you're working on your home. But have you told Sheila and others, Beth, hey, look, I can be a sounding board. I'm not that far away. If you need some help, I'm sure you would be quick to pick up the phone.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I don't have that thing in my heart that says walk away and never come back. I'm already volunteering in the store in the evenings. In September, I start. And then I'm going to help be the backup for Beth in the STEP program. If she, you know, needs to take a vacation or needs time off, I'll be helping with the trades program. But I really want Sheila to, you know, to be recognized as a leader, to take her place there. I don't want to interfere with that in any way. I don't think that's fair to her. And, you know, so I'm trying to volunteer in areas that are after hours where, you know, But yes, she knows that I'm a phone call or a text away. I will be thankful to not have alarm system on my phone 24/7. And I'm sure my husband will be glad when my phone's not going off at 2 a.m. Because there's a bat in the building and it's flying around or whatever that, you know, is. I mean, tonight will be the first night in almost 7 years that I've actually just not had to have my phone on. So that will kind of be a relief. But yeah.
How are you going to handle that? I'm sure.
I don't know.
You'll be looking at your phone every 5 minutes going, nothing's going on.
Yeah, I know. It'll be different. But yeah, so I'm excited for, I think that with the board, the volunteers, the team around Sheila and Sheila herself, I think the lookup is really positioned to go in a really great direction going forward.
It's always
continue
hard.
It's
always hard to do this, but is there one, two things that you look back on that you just say to yourself, man, we got that done. I can't believe we did this, or we can't. I mean, when you talk about that amount of people, it does make it hard. But I mean, has there just been something really special for you yourself out of everything else that you said, boy, am I glad we did this?
I think honestly, for me, two of the greatest challenges in my time there were being a director for 1 year and the pandemic hitting and not really knowing what to do or how to serve the community. And God just led the way, and we were one of the few nonprofits that literally stayed open every day and had and came in, you know, and provided needed items at the Lookup Center. That was very challenging. I remember when it happened, everybody's just standing around going, well, what do we do? And it was just like God said, get everything out. We have so much in this building. And we set up that store in the gym we thought was going to last for 2 weeks, and it ended up lasting for months, where you could just come in and get toilet paper if you needed it, get eggs. We had, I mean, we reached out and said, if you have chickens, we need eggs. And I mean, people just poured in the doors, and it was just such it was amazing. So getting through the pandemic and just really trusting the Lord through that whole thing to show us what are we supposed to do, because we don't know, and he did. And then I think being able to raise the money for the $500,000 remodel without a capital campaign or government funding, and to really revitalize the building and you know, have better space utilization and cost efficiency, you know, from a utility perspective, that was a huge thing for us. And it's really helped in so many ways and so many of the programs. Those are probably two of the things that I feel like, you know, I thought were impossible and God showed us possible. So
that's two pretty good things. I mean, that's pretty strong right there.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, how do you top that?
Yeah.
I mean, other than you going in and doing dental work, I don't know how you top any of that. So,
nobody wants that.
Well, Lori, I got to tell you.
I'm going to tell if you call in, there, it's a no.
Big X. Big X.
Lori, it has been just a pleasure working with you over the past, as you said, you know, what, 9 years, 7 years?
Seven years.
You are a bundle of joy. I tell people all the time, you can say no to some folks. You're not saying no to Lori Hubble. She is just that type. She'll get you fired up and ready to go do things. We're going to miss you at the Lookup Center, but I wish you nothing but the best. You've been a true treasure for this community, and I know you're not going anywhere, but it's been a lot of fun dealing with it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for always supporting us and giving us opportunities to share what's happening at the Lookup Center and you know, giving us this platform. It's been a huge blessing for us, so
thank
you.
Happy to do it. And the next show I'm going to have you in on is you and your husband, and I want to know how the remodel is going and who did most of the work. Because, I mean, I know you do a lot, but I'm thinking that poor guy's been pretty busy.
Yes, he has. Yes. He has a big honey-do list, for sure.
He's going to get more now, or you're going to get, Joel said, maybe you're going to get some of it now. Again, Lori, thank you so much for everything you've done for this community.
Thanks. Thank you.